The World English Bible, British edition. Text provided by ebible.org. Audio provided by publicdomainaudiobibles.com. This recording is in the public domain and can be used without restriction. Judith. Chapter 1. In the 12th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, who reigned over the Assyrians in Nineveh, the great city, in the days of Arphaxad, who reigned over the Medes in Ecbatana, and built around Ecbatana walls of hewn stones 3 cubits broad and 6 cubits long, and made the height of the wall 70 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and set its towers at its gates, 100 cubits high, and its breadth in the foundation was 60 cubits, and made its gates, even gates that were raised to the height of 70 cubits, and the breadth 40 cubits. For his mighty army to go out of, and the setting in array of his footmen, even in those days King Nebuchadnezzar made war with King Arphaxad in the great plain. This plain is on the borders of Ragau. There came to meet him all that lived in the hill country, and all that lived by Euphrates, Tigris, and Hydaspes, and in the plain of Arioch the king of the Elamians. Many nations of the sons of Chelid assembled themselves to the battle. And Nebuchadnezzar king of the Assyrians sent to all who lived in Persia, and to all who lived westward, to those who lived in Cilicia, Damascus, Libanus, and Antilibanus, and to all who lived along the seacoast, and to those amongst the nations that were of Carmel and Gilead, and to the higher Galilee and the great plain of Esdraelon, and to all who were in Samaria and its cities, and beyond Jordan to Jerusalem, Betain, Chelus, Kadesh, the river of Egypt, Tarpanas, Ramesses, and all the land of Goshen, until you come above Tanis and Memphis, and to all that lived in Egypt, until you come to the borders of Ethiopia. All those who lived in all the land made light of the commandment of Nebuchadnezzar king of the Assyrians, and didn't go with him to the war, for they were not afraid of him, but he was before them as one man. They turned away his messengers from their presence without effect, and with disgrace. And Nebuchadnezzar was exceedingly angry with all this land, and he swore by his throne and kingdom, that he would surely be avenged upon all the coasts of Cilicia, Damascus, and Syria, that he would kill with his sword all the inhabitants of the land of Moab, and the children of Ammon, all Judea, and all that were in Egypt, until you come to the borders of the two seas. And he set the battle in array with his army against King Arphaxad in the 17th year, and he prevailed in his battle, and turned to flight all the army of Arphaxad, with all his horses and all his chariots. He became master of his cities, and he came even to Ecbatana, and took the towers, plundered its streets, and turned its beauty into shame. He took Arphaxad in the mountains of Ragau, struck him through with his darts, and utterly destroyed him, to this day. He returned with them to Nineveh, he and all his company of sundry nations, an exceedingly great multitude of men of war, and there he took his ease and banqueted, he and his army, for 120 days.